Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
That's the first time I heard Aisling's voice this morning. I miss her.
Oh, yeah.
Sad face.
Oh, I actually have a lump in my throat now. This is where I start to get real anxious. And
I thought you had a lump in your throat because you missed Aisling so much and you were going
to
cry.
No, it's just more so like I'm going to cry because I have to do the girly quiz.
Once a week, Ash and I test Dave on all things girly. This is underway for such a long time now and the questions just keep coming out the yin yang. If you ever have a good question, ladies, that you think would really put it up to Dave, by all means, get in touch. 087 711 1038. If you throw the word girly at the top of your message, we'll always find it as well. If it comes to you at 11:30 at night in the shower and you go, oh, that'd be a great question.
Yeah, I don't have access to the text, so you can literally text and ask the questions.
And just remember, the girly quiz is with Irish Life, giving women direct access to GPs who specialise in female health. We have Meg standing by. She's your phone a female this
nice
morning.
Meg.
And just for coming on, she's won that very own her very own pamper hamper with products to help her unwind and relax. And final thing before we get cracking, this is the girly quiz. If you're new to it and you're on your way to school, there's no kids in school this week. Anyway, if there's young ears in the car and you're a little bit uncomfortable in case there's certain things discussed and you haven't had birds and the bees chats, just keep your hand on the dial and bear in mind, this can go places, okay? Let's crack on.
I love the way I've said so much crap on this girly quiz that they've had to put a warning in.
Yeah. Listen, we put you to the test.
You never know what I'm going to say.
Question one, I think, is totally safe, though, so you're good.
Let's go.
Dave, the brand Pandora first became really famous for what?
The brand Pandora?
Pandora, yeah. Big jewellery stuff. Well, not to give it away, but you know it's jewellery, right?
I do now.
Oh, where's Aisling?
That's really funny because the planet in Avatar is called Pandora.
Okay.
So I was like, where did it come famous? Maybe from like a planet, but it's jewelry. It is like bracelets and stuff. Like a Pandora bracelet is the one. I think you might get like charms and stuff on it. So would I be right? Am I okay in saying jewelry? Like that is what it's famous
for.
Sorry.
So like, what particular item of jewelry did they become a big hit
for?
Yeah,
yeah. Pandora bracelet. Is their main thing.
And what we're saying again about charms?
Yeah, you can put charms on it and stuff, like say graduation, you finish school or you get married or something like that.
They were such a hit at the time. Well done.
Are they not still a thing?
I think the Pandora bracelets really had their moment, didn't they? When they were such a big thing and that's all everyone ever wanted was... I'm sure some people still have them, but I just don't think they're as maybe popular as they were. Callum?
My girlfriend Jess said to me, if you ever get me a Pandora bracelet, I'm leaving you.
Really? Is it? Are they that...
For her, she's like, her phase of Pandora has been gone.
Right,
but
okay.
I know some people are still
just like
really
your
big.
Voice.
Yeah, I know.
But at the same time, in saying that, isn't it such a lovely thing if you collected charms from your friends and family,
yeah,
like to keep them? It's lovely.
That's really bad. I think I got an ex-girlfriend a Pandora bracelet a couple of years back.
Oh,
yeah, like 2 years ago.
Probably like,
she's probably looking at her going, oh, great, cheers, thanks for that.
Question number two.
Might as well have gotten her a 2020 calendar.
Apart from shaving, name two other methods of hair removal. You don't have a simplify option here.
I don't have a simplify option.
Nope. Apart from shaving, name two other methods of hair removal.
Shaving? I thought there was only two methods. I do know this. Is that? Yeah, I suppose. I'm going to say wax.
Okay, that's one.
That's I like, guys can get that done as well. They can get a wax.
Did you get waxed yourself?
I've never gotten waxed. I don't think.
Imagine Dave Hammond getting waxed. He would weep.
But why would you say that out on the radio now? Because that's going
to
happen.
Jot that down to
thank you very much.
Temper.
See what I mean?
Thank you very much. Live waxing in studio with Dave, full body.
There's waxing and there's also, I've never got this done, but I think it's kind of cool, laser. Yeah, so I think they... And I don't really know how it works because hairs are so tiny, like tiny little holes, so I don't know how they're laser. They could be there for hours. Unless it's a giant laser, like a James Bond type vibe.
I've got laser before, I can tell you all about that. Yeah, that it's you don't do it individually.
I'm going to go wax and I'm going to go laser.
Well done. Perfect.
Yes, come on, look
well
at that.
Done, well
2 for 2 and no simplify or phone a female yet.
You could have said plucking. Hair removal cream was in there as well. You mentioned laser, waxing and threading as well as another painful
What's
way.
Threading?
Threading is where they use like two threads to literally just like...
Oh, with the eyebrows.
Pull out the hair,
I've seen that. That's cool. They do that with like elastic bands.
Yeah. It's amazing how they do it, but you're like, Jesus, sore. Okay, listen, he is having a great run this morning.
Let's do it.
Question mark, girls. My question's too easy this week. Dave, question number three. Before on the girly quiz, we learned what a VPL is. So what type of underwear could a woman wear to avoid this?
A VPL.
It's like a double, I don't want to double question you. Do you remember what a VPL is?
Visible panty line.
Well done. So what type of underwear could a woman wear to avoid having a VPL?
I have no idea. You'd think like the granny panties. Do you know
the kind of... Sorry, what?
You know, like...
Granny panties. What are granny panties?
You know granny panties, like they're like... they're the ones, they're the big ones. They're like Captain Underpants type vibe.
Like pantaloons?
I don't know what pantaloons are, but like just, they're giant, and I'm pretty sure like I've seen like cartoon characters use them as like parachutes. You know that
kind of... Yeah, I'm aware.
That kind of a vibe.
You could take flight with them.
I would imagine that because they're quite thin. However, it'd be...
So, sorry, are you suggesting... So, for example, I'm wearing... Say that I'm currently wearing, like, Sweaty Betty's leggings, right?
Yeah.
So, if I didn't want to have a visible panty line, you're saying I should be wearing granny panties, which would go where? Down to, like, under my bum?
Yeah, but, like, they're thin. Do you know what I mean? That was my vibe. But I'm going to think I'm going to have to call in Meg on this one, to be honest.
All right.
And look, I don't mind phoning in my female. Morning, Meg. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning. Listen, I have 30 seconds on the clock. I really need your help on this. What kind of... what would I...
So the question being, if to avoid basically a visible panty line, what type of underwear might a woman wear to avoid this? Yeah?
That's it. What do you think, Megan?
I'm thinking maybe like a thong.
A thong? But I thought that was specifically what you wouldn't wear because you'd have the little strap.
Oh, right. So scrappy. I thought I was on about ninnies, like if you've seen the line.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a hard one.
See,
I'm a girl.
So it wouldn't be granny panties then because they'd be too big, would they?
No, I said a G-string.
A G-string. Okay. Do you know what, Megan? I trust you. I'm going to go with that. And let's see if you're right. I'm going to go with a G-string as the answer. Final answer.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Yes!
Let's go, Megan. Thank you so much.
You did it, Meg.
So specifically, you wouldn't wear granny panties because you'd be able to see it.
No, that would be the opposite, Dave.
Right, okay.
The opposite. That's why you were confusing me.
You could have given seamless underwear as well. There's specific seamless
underwear.
Exactly,
that's why I was trying to think of the word there.
I get you. That's okay. G-string thong and also a boy short in there as well.
Megan, you helped me won the week. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Have a great day.
You
You've won that
day,
pamper
Meg.
Hamper as well.
Thank you.
See you later,
mate. Talk to you later on. Bye. Okay. Well done, Dave. That was cracking. I think you need to just do us all a favour and never say granny panties again.
Chaos. I just got a voice note in from Katie. This is in relation to the waxing question.
Oh, yeah.
What are the other ways to remove hair?
I swear, if Katie is going to come on and tell me she'll voluntarily wax me, I'm going to go mad.
Well, let's find out what Katie's saying.
I work in Lombre in Rat Mines, and I know Dave lives in Rat Mines, and I will happily foot the bill.
I'm sure you
and
would.
Have him come in, and I will wax him live for you guys. No problem.
Oh,
you're welcome,
my God.
Dave.
Katie, I'm a massive Lombre fan. I've got my hair done with you before, and I think this is a fantastic idea.
So, what I propose is next week we go and play the girly quiz in the salon, and for every question he gets wrong, he's getting a wax.
No!
I think we could do that.
Oh, God.
It's a girly quiz with Irish Life Health. Helping people live healthier lives. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get...
Quick question, is that too cruel? Are we taking it too far? Yes or no on WhatsApp, 087-711-1038.
Oh, dear God, I'm sweating.
Are we actually going live? Live from Lombre?
We'll see what we can do.
We're on spin.
Get ready for the sound.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.